AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Family members say a 22-year-old former U.S. Marine has been killed in the fighting in Ukraine. His wife and his mother say Willie Joseph Cancel was killed Monday. He had been sent to Ukraine by a military contracting company, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We don't have official confirmation, even though we've seen the reports, but we have not had that official process through the government, so I can't speak to other specifics about him beyond that.
Cancel's mother told CNN his body has not been found. He joined the Marines after graduating from high school in 2017. He left the service in 2021. In Ukraine, hundreds of people evacuated to Kharkiv from a nearby village that had been under Russian occupation for more than a month. At the Pentagon, spokesman John Kirby became emotional, talking about the Russian brutality in Ukraine.
It's difficult to look at some of the images and imagine that any well-thinking, serious, mature leader would do that. So I can't talk to his psychology. But I think we can all speak to his depravity.
The government says consumer spending surged 6.6% last month compared with a year ago, the highest 12-month increase in some 40 years. There are indications inflation may be slowing from its galloping pace and perhaps nearing a peak. Brian Ulrich, a Georgia man affiliated with the far-right Oath Keepers militia group, is the second Capitol rioter to plead guilty to seditious conspiracy for his actions leading up to and during the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. The 44-year-old agreed to cooperate with authorities investigating the riot, including testifying before a grand jury. He faces up to more than 6 years in prison. Louisiana police say 2019 American Idol winner Lane Hardy has been arrested after being accused of putting a listening device in his ex-girlfriend's dorm room at Louisiana State University. This is AP News. A poll this month finds Black and Hispanic Americans remain cautious about the coronavirus.
An April poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research found diverging preferences amid the rollback of virus restrictions. 63% of Black Americans and 68% of Hispanic Americans say they are at least somewhat worried about themselves or a family member being infected with the virus. That's compared with 45% for white respondents. Previous polls have found Black and Hispanic Americans were much more likely to prefer that people regularly wear face masks around others or in public indoor places. Experts say the division reflects apathy among some white Americans and the unequal impact of the pandemic on people of color. I'm Jennifer King.
New York State Judge Patrick McAllister has pushed back the state's congressional and state Senate primaries from June 28th to August 23rd, the additional time needed for an independent panel to redraw districts that have been determined to have been gerrymandered in favor of Democrats. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.